You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The National Galleries of Scotland give free, relaxed and sociable art sessions on the third Wednesday of every month as part of their visually impaired programme. These take place online and in person, and this month at the Modern One Gallery, they hosted an audio-described tour and art workshop focusing on the Tracing Time exhibition by contemporary artist Do Ho Seo. He is South Korean-born and London-based, and his work asks questions about home and identity. Visually impaired storyteller Anne Dignan helped deliver the audio description and art workshops, and she talks to us about her storytelling, campaigning and experience of dual sensory loss. I'm at the Do Ho Seo exhibition here with Anne Dignan, who was part of developing the audio description and the day today. So Anne, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your artistic background?
I'm employed here as a freelancer, and because I'm dual sensory impaired, which means I've got hearing loss and sight loss, apart from the creatives, we can add an extra insight as to what is really required for people with sight loss or hearing loss or a combination thereof. So therefore, I'm employed on this programme to do storytelling. When I had to lose my job years ago because of my sight loss, I just really missed reading books and stories to kids and things. And so I went through the process of becoming an apprentice storyteller, and I'm an accredited storyteller up here in Scotland. So the gallery employs me to do some storytelling. Most storytellers I know are fully sighted, but for me, I've got to learn it in a different way. I've got to have people read stories to me, or I've got to write them myself, which I do, and I've had work published as well, and I've got to have it enlarged, large print, or take photographs of something and enlarge it. But oral storytelling, you do not tell a story verbatim, you just have the salient points and you build the story around that, and if it's a traditional tale, you don't change that. My task today was to link a story to the intentions of Do Ho Seo, and so I chose to tell a story about a creative who used poetry and story to help effect a change in the legislation which gave security of land tenure for crofters during the time of the clearances. Her name was Mary MacDonald, or Mary Vorna Norton, Great Mary of the Stories, that she went on several migratory journeys from her home in Skye to Inverness to Glasgow, and she was a great influencer. So Do Ho Seo, he has many stories to tell, and he used threads in his creative work to link all his experiences together, and in that he always maintained that home is where the heart is. So you actually see him in thread pictures carrying several houses on his back, and that to me is carrying the memories of all the houses that he's lived in. I'm also I run a support group for the Macular Disease Society in Edinburgh and Portobello. I've done that for many years. I am also an ambassador for Deafblind Scotland, and we are currently trying to push legislation through that dual sensory loss should be a recognised disability in its own right. And I believe it's recognised in different parts of the UK, but we have been campaigning to get this through Parliament. Mm. So I basically do lots of things, but I just can't think at the moment of the thing that I do.
And if there's one thing you'd like people to know about dual sensory loss, what stands out to you as a key misconception that people might have?
Well, people think if you've got dual sensory loss that you're completely blind and you can't hear anything. That is not the case, because it depends on different situations that you're in. For example, if I'm in even a slightly busy room and I'm not profoundly deaf, I can't really hear what's going on round about me. And everybody's hearing loss is different. Everybody's sight loss is different. And the common misconception is that everybody thinks a blind person is a guide dog and a white stick. And of course, you can't see that somebody's got hearing loss unless they've got very short hair and you can see their hearing aids. There's that you have got learning difficulties sometimes, because if you're not picking up what people say, and people think they have to shout at you and you will hear, and people think, oh, you can't be blind. because you can actually see to a certain extent. So just accessibility and a greater understanding of any sensory loss, whether it be visual impairment, hearing impairment, or dual sensory loss, really, really needs to be continually put out there. And I'm so glad that Connect Radio play a very vital role in this, not just reaching out to the visually impaired community, but to the fully sighted, fully hearing world, so that they can get an idea by listening to the podcast and the interviews what it's like. I have to say that in the visually impaired creative space that we have once a month in the National Galleries, we are all made to feel at home, and there's plenty of support to help people interact with the artworks and to create things. We follow the basic steps of the technique that's been shown to us. Mm-hmm. I've been coming for many years, long before I was doing storytelling, and it's great, and I just hope that more and more people from the VI world or the dual sensory world come along.
If people want to learn more about your storytelling or get in touch with you about some of the campaigning you're doing, what's the best way for people to learn about you or those causes?
If you wanted to find out more, there's a website, Deafblind Scotland, if you just type that in. If you want to find out more about macular disease, there is the Macular Society. If you want to learn more about storytelling, then there is the storytelling, Scottish Storytelling Centre. It's housed in John Knox's house in the Royal Mile in Edinburgh. And I'm in the Fringe on the 11th of August. It's a different storyteller each day on this slot, but I'm on the 11th of August between 2 and 3 o'clock, Scottish Storytelling Centre, and I think it's called Traditional Tales of Scotland. And I also make art and I write poetry, and I wrote a poem and Elaine C. Smith read out all about Deafblind Scotland, raising awareness, basically to let people know that dual sensory impaired people have got the right to equal opportunities. And also I work on human rights training for Deafblind Scotland as well.
Amazing. Well, the absolute polymath that is Anne Dignan, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIV Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Learn more about Anne's Fringe performance on the Scottish Storytelling website, www.scottishstorytellingcentre.com, and learn more about the National Galleries of Scotland Visually Impaired Programme and audio description on their website, www.nationalgalleries.org/learn/visual-impairment.